Welcome to Hustlers Healthy Hacks. I'm Madeline Carafa, creator and host of The Healthy Hustlers.
And I'm Tegan Martin, former Miss Universe Australia and presenter. Every Tuesday, we will be bringing you raw and honest conversations that we hope will empower you to live a healthier, happier life.
If you enjoy our conversations, we'd love you to follow our adventures on Instagram. You can find Tegan at Tegan.Martin and myself, Madeline, at The Healthy Hustlers. Now let's dive into this week's conversation. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of Hustlers Healthy Hacks. Teagues.
With masks and gloves on.
Hey, Matt. Literally.
It's so nice to see microphones. You over the phone.
I know. I can't believe we're having to do this virtually. It makes me so sad.
Look, we are really sorry that it has taken us this long to become tech savvy enough to make this happen from Newcastle. But I am one of those people that hates tuning into podcasts when it's a really, really poor sound on one end. And I know that's like impossible for you with some of your guests, but for us with these regular episodes, I was like, I refuse to do it through my Apple headphones.
I know. And do you know what? It's the hardest thing is, I guess, having to become comfortable with these changes so quickly and just having to adapt. You almost have to just do things in a way that you would never have done before. And I was always so adamant, I'm never doing online. Like, and then here we are doing online. But
we don't have much choice at the moment.
We don't.
Look, it's been an interesting few weeks. Mads and I haven't had as much communication as we normally would. We'd normally be on the phone every day. She's up to date on every aspect of my life. And I think we've both found it to be too hard to kind of be checking in on each other regularly the way we normally would, because there's been so much going on individually for us and for all of our family and friends around us that, yeah, I think you had to be a bit more emotionally available for other people around you at the moment and for me
definitely
as well.
And I think a little bit more emotionally available for ourselves in a way, because I know, you know, that this probably affected me at the start in ways that I never really would have thought.
Yeah.
And I feel like I usually would think that I have a lot of tools to kind of get me out of a funk and to get me into a really positive headspace. But for some reason, this one I really had to sit in for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I know there was a few times you even sent me a message and you're like, I'm here when you need me, babe. And I'm like, yep, just sitting in this one. I've just really, really got to feel it. So I guess today's chat, let's just, you know, it's unplanned, really. It's unscripted. We haven't talked a huge amount because we wanted to save it for a podcast episode. So let's just have a really honest chat about where we're both at and how we've been dealing with this time, because it's incredibly strange times. Mm. It's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. I think a lot of people are coming to terms with it now. I hope I'm right in saying that. Mm. But I think these conversations are really important to just show people that we're just taking it day by day as well. Yeah. And one day you're on top of the world and you think you've got this, and the next it's just like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever.
I saw a quote yesterday that was like, standard COVID emotions, on top of the world, killing it for 3 days, fourth day, hell on earth. And I was like, oh, so accurate. Like I'm starting to think I'm in a groove and I'm like, I can do this. Like I don't need contact with humans. I don't need the extra 30% of work that I had. I'm good. And then the fourth day I'm like, what is happening to me? And you're right.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
It's a deeper and more sticky funk to get out of than normal life, day-to-day funk.
Yes. And I think because it happened so quickly almost, like, okay, we're seeing it overseas, we're seeing all of that, you know, take place. But, you know, we never thought it was actually going to affect us the way it has. And then all of a sudden we went into this full, like, don't touch anyone, don't almost have any physical contact with anyone, stay in your houses unless you're exercising. And all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, like all of this change in just such a short period of time
and like,
to adapt to and accept.
So many paths have roadblocks right now because there's so much uncertainty around different areas of your life. So I just was trying to put together an application form for my broker this morning and I was like, don't know my address now or in 12 weeks' time. don't know this, don't know this, not really sure what my, you know, turnover is going to be next month. Like it was just, there was just so many unknowns, and that's the sort of thing that shortens your tether and has you have like snapping and breaking down more easily than you would if you, you know, we all need certainty in some areas of our life. We as humans, there's human, I think it's called the six human needs. It's a really interesting exercise to do. And I remember one of them being certainty. We all need an element of certainty. We all need an element of uncertainty, or life gets too, you know, boring and stagnant. And we feel like we're just running through the motions. We all need connection is another big one. There's six of them. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's become really clear to me since this that we really do all need some form of certainty in one or two areas of our life at least.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And it's funny because when this all started happening, I realized how much of a control freak I probably am in my life. I don't think I would have said that I was necessarily a control freak, but when all your plans and all the things that you've been working to are taken away from you and there's so much uncertainty about the future, you actually realize how much you thrive a little bit with control, or knowing what's next, or, you know, the holiday you've got to look forward to, or the work goal that you're about to like finally achieve, and it's taken away from you. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I actually don't know how to function or how to operate with this.
Yeah.
So I would, though, love to take it back to the start of this, because we're obviously quite a few weeks into COVID right now.
And if you had have had an episode put out the first week of this, it would have just been Mads and I like talking gibberish, freaking out, maybe a few tears.
Totally.
you should have heard our phone calls. One day we were like literally on top of the world being like, da, 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 and we were still in contact quite regularly in the beginning, and I think we both realized that we needed to take some time to, you know, be there for our loved ones, to figure out, I mean, I guess put support measures in place and coping mechanisms in place and think of the worst case scenario and put plans in place if that was to happen, rather than just kind of flying on a whim and putting out positive energy and trusting in the universe like you and I normally do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think at the start, we were both kind of took that more spiritual angle the first few weeks. We were like, you know, this is Mother Nature. She needs this. This is amazing. Like, people are going to become a lot more conscious of their lifestyle and their footprint and what's important.
Which is all true.
Absolutely. Yeah, I still 100% agree with that. But I was probably almost on, in a way, a bit of a high that people were finally going to realize this, and they were, you know, it was going to be the biggest wake up call for everyone. But then I think when things start to directly impact you and the people you love, you know, two of my closest friends lost their jobs within the like first week or two. Ryan was incredibly stressed, still running a business that was operating, being in construction. He was still operating, but, you know, had to put the safety of his whole team plus us as a family into consideration. You know, my work was directly affected. Some massive projects I'd been working on just got put on ice straight away. And all of a sudden I started questioning it all, just being like, oh my goodness, like, how do I move out of this? Like, one, how do I support my friends and my family who are leaning on me now, or who are wanting to come to me and talk? But how do I also manage my own emotions in the fact that I don't actually have a lot of answers for this? And I actually just feel really sad and really frustrated and really almost angry that it was happening.
I think I felt very similar emotions and then extremely overwhelmed once I realized that it was all okay to be spruiking. This is a sign from Mother Nature. This is important. We need to strip it back and we need to not travel overseas and we need to not do all these things. I then realized, okay, but we need to continue to live and make money and support our families and pay our bills. And there has to be, we have to figure out where that middle ground is, because it's affecting everyone at some scale. And it's going to be really hard for us to figure out that soft spot. You know, we need to come back to living normal life so that our economy survives and recovers. But how do we not tip it over the edge so that, you know, we do get hit again and even harder and our environment continues to suffer and blah, blah, blah. It's just, it's like it just feels like it's really hard to figure out where that soft spot is.
That soft spot, absolutely. And I think, you know, I know we kind of chatted the earlier days of it's making us realize what we actually need in our life. You know, I know we kind of spoke on the phone about we're both very, I guess, career-driven, goal-driven, and a lot of our conversations are around what we're trying to achieve, what we're striving for, things that are working for us, things that aren't, how we're going to pivot, all of that sort of stuff. And even money, like we talk about money a lot and, you know, how we can earn more of it and creative ideas around that. And, you know, I remember us both having a conversation as to it's making us both realize that, yes, that matters, but maybe not as much as with the focus we're actually putting on it. What really it's making us realize, like, you know, we've both been back in the kitchen cooking, spending so much time at home in the comfort of our own homes with the people we love the most. And I think once you can accept what's going on and get comfortable with it, there's so much to be grateful for. And it's also making us realize just how simple life can actually be.
So true. I remember we had a conversation on the phone one day about a week or two into it, and we didn't talk about work or goals or objectives. Like, it was very much like, what's she been doing? You know, is she gurgling more today? Like, it was just like about really simple things. And I thought, when was the last time I just called a friend and said, how's your mum doing? Or, you know, have these flowers arrived? I just wanted to cheer you up. Or, you know, there always seems to be an element. I mean, of course, we touch on those things with our friends and family, but there always seems to be an element of like what needs to get done within the conversations. And I've been finding my conversations just so empowering and so soft. Like, I'm not getting off the phone in this like masculine state of energy where I'm like, okay, cool, I'm so inspired, let's take some aligned action. Like, I'm just like, oh my God, like my friend and her family are finally doing well. Last week was hard for them, and this week they've turned things around, and I'm getting really invested in other people's things and how I can help them. And yeah, just a lot more time to be creative and just enjoy the little things.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm even talking slower. Who am I?
I know. We both are. We haven't even cut each other off yet.
We're usually like, ming, 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 ming. Something you just said makes me want to read this quote quickly because I feel like it will open up a bit of dialogue for us. You talked about, you know, rushing back to the things that maybe weren't aligned with how we can be our happiest selves. You know, it's easy to rush back to them and they feel good because it feels like we're filling our days with things that are making us successful. But perhaps we need to redefine what success is and not think of it as money and power and fame, and start thinking of success as well-being, you know, health, creativity, giving. Yeah. You know, giving is a massive thing that I've realized I need to be doing more giving in my fast-paced, busy life because it fills me up more than the other stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's something we both realized when we were talking about, okay, how can we get the podcast back up and running? You're going to be in Newcastle. I'm at home with a baby that's now crawling and waking to my voice. So how are we going to make this work? Because that element of giving was so important to us. And what we've realized through this process is how much by us giving you guys value from these podcasts and bringing these conversations, it fills us up just as much. And it actually makes us be the best version of ourselves. And so I think finding that element of giving, of how you can give to those around you, is so important because so much comes from that. So much satisfaction and so much joy. For you, it might be cooking something nice for your elderly neighbor, or offering an aunt who can't get to the shops to go and do her shopping for her, or to take her to the shop, or, you know, whatever it may be for you that helps you to kind of give that little bit back to someone that you care about, I think is really important in this time and in future time as well. It should be an ongoing component of our life.
Absolutely. I think it'd be really interesting for everyone listening to take out their journal and write the word success in the middle of the page and write down what you currently define as success. So whether it be money or whether it be getting a promotion or whatever success may have looked like to you before COVID, and then perhaps look at some things on the next page as to how you want success to, what you want success to look like moving forward. So success to me is it really is ultimately just being happy. And the things that I was kind of defining success by previously probably weren't bringing me the ultimate happiness. So, yeah, I know for me a big one when I was journaling last week is giving. I want to add that to,
yeah,
to
I love that.
What I believe is successful. I want to get to the end of my week and say, okay, what was my, you know, one thing that I did this week for someone else that really put a smile on their face? Like not just like like saying hello to someone in the street, like something that really impacted that person.
That touches someone. Yeah, absolutely. One thing that I have thought probably in the last week or so, I've really been trying to think about what the lesson in this is for me. Like what can I take away? What am I going to learn during this time? And I think for me personally, it's really about getting comfortable with just being.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the things that I have never done well. Yes, I love my own space and I love creating space for me, but a lot of that comes out of wanting to become more creative or wanting to tap into my intuition more in order to create. So I find the more space I do create in my life, the more ideas that come, and then that obviously ignites a whole creative side that then goes and puts new projects into place. And so,
well, that's what meditation is, right? It's creating space in your mind, taking away the busyness and the distractions that often lead to what we think are productive measures, but they're often unproductive. It's filling our time with things that may not be aligned with where we're supposed to be going. So I've noticed meditating daily, which I have no excuse to not meditate daily at the moment. I wake up and I'm actually doing it most mornings, whether it be 10 minutes or 40 minutes. I'm definitely doing it every day at the moment, which is not something I can say has always been the case. I have had, and they may seem little to other people, but I've had some of the biggest breakthroughs. Like I posted this video on my page of me doing this crazy dance. It was probably the truest form of the real Tegan that only my
fans see,
right? Like no one sees that. This may be a little bit strange for everyone to know, but that actually came up for me in my meditation. I was meditating. I had a really long one day and I was thinking, it came up for me. I just had this flash of that video that I knew I had in my phone. And it was like telling, it was almost like, I don't know, like something was downloading to tell me to post that video on my page. And then I got out of the meditation and my logic came back in. It wasn't coming from the heart and the soul anymore. It was me in Tegan's brain, I was like not in my heart. I was in my head again going, you can't post that. That's terrible for your brand. No, that's way too real, Tegan. Like, I mean, we want to be real Tegan on Instagram, but that's a bit too real. Like, let's just like reel it in, girl. Yeah. And then I was like, I had this like icky feeling. I was like, I wonder if my management will think that it's a bit much and like it's pretty crazy and it's not even that bad a video. But I mean, it's not something I would normally put out there on my Tegan Martin page. And I was like, you know what? I've got to go with it because it came up in my medi and I know that it's going to make people laugh and it's going to lighten people's day. And I put it out there and I could not believe how many people watched and shared and wrote to me about that video. I was like, this is such a small thing, but you know, it came up in my meditation, which means it's probably something that I need to just do because it's coming up for you in a place where you're sitting in your heart and you're not in your head and you're not trying to like squash all these things that are meant for you with logic, which is what we as humans seem to keep doing.
I've spoken about it a little bit on Instagram, but I keep getting these two big urges, I guess. Like when I'm just in my everyday, my head, I guess in my logic and I'm thinking, I'm really like, you need to use this time to create and to, you know, put out more content to support people. Whether when I'm doing a meditation in the morning, I've been doing that 21-day meditation challenge.
Yes.
And when I'm in that and I feel so calm and so connected to myself, all I'm feeling is this urge to just rest to restore and to be and to just be with Georgia and to just enjoy those simple moments. And I think for so long, especially at my Cotton On corporate days, like I always saw women who could do it all. They had three kids at home, they were working a full-time job, they were cooking amazing meals. And I think I've always put that in my head as a bit of a success as well of what I picture as success. So I think for me, staying busy as well as, you know, having Georgia and the home life, I think it's always been a way of me feeling like I'm succeeding and doing well. And so this is kind of the first time that I'm really being forced to just stop and to just be and to, you know, be present with her and have nowhere to go all day. Like the only thing I have to worry about is her and feeding her. And it's actually been really nice.
Really probably what women were doing hundreds of years ago when they had a baby, right? They were having the baby and their sole purpose was to ensure that baby was alive and surviving.
Yes.
And we've, as years go on, we've just complicated the task of being a woman that has just had a baby more and more and more, to the point where I don't know if the pressure that we're putting on ourselves as women when we have a baby is really quite detrimental to our physical health as well.
100%. And I think a little bit, you know, our physical, absolutely, and also a little bit to our mental because, you know,
I haven't had a baby yet, so this is your...
Well, yeah. No, but I just think, you know, but this is even probably women who haven't had babies, you know, just the amount of pressure that we put on ourselves to always be succeeding and to be checking things off our to-do list and to be accomplishing new goals and to be doing the side hustle while working full time, you know, and still having an amazing relationship and seeing your girlfriends. Like, it's so unrealistic. Who can do that? Like, no one can actually do it all really well. So I think this is such a good time to just be okay with being and realizing how simple life can be. We can still be connected to friends via FaceTime and video calls. We can still run our business without having to be in an office chained to our desk for 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, we can still do all of these things we want to do without almost out even leaving our home.
Absolutely. I've been speaking to a few girlfriends, one in particular who I've always been quite inspired by. And she said to me, I'm working from home and I am so full of beans. I have so much energy taking that half hour walk on my lunch break around the neighborhood and then saving that 2 hours on commuting. And all these little things are making me more productive. And she's like, I'm actually probably working more for my boss than I do in the office because I have so much energy and I'm not giving to people every weekend at an engagement party. I'm not giving myself to people all the time. Even when you're going into a gym, you know, you have conversations with people, your energy sucks because you're around people all the time. And I just think, as we've said earlier, like we're continuing to distract ourselves by being busy and being around all these energies. But every single person, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, needs to be alone and spend a fair bit of alone time each week to be really and properly recharged.
Yes, definitely, definitely, definitely. I think we can all use it as a really powerful time. So I would love everyone to kind of think about, one, what you said about what does success actually mean and kind of redefining that. And then also what is the lesson that you want to take away from this and, you know inject into your life?
We should get a listener or two to have a think about what is something that's been really powerful for them during this time or a lesson that they've learned and potentially interview them on an episode.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, that would be so good.
Dive into that because we want to hear from you. We want to know what you're learning during these times because, as you know, we're always working on ourselves and I think everyone's having very different breakthroughs right now. And if we can continue to communicate and share these breakdowns, it might take our way of thinking into a different direction to what we're currently.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think even too, I know we've had a few people message us about things they would love us to talk about. And next week's episode will definitely be a requested episode from a listener. So I think both of those things, anyone who wants to dive into the conversation, definitely let us know. Or if you have a topic around this that you would love us to talk about, we'd really like to hear from you.
Because I think it's really important. Love to dissect it with you.
Definitely. I think it's so important that we keep these conversations going and as open and honest as possible, especially during this time.
The more communication we have right now, the easier it will seem and the more we'll realize that we are all going down the same train of thoughts and we're
100%
all waking up and having the same stresses within our minds. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I'm the only person that thinks this deeply into how this could potentially unfold into a disaster when it probably won't even happen. I open up little rabbit holes in my brain and then they just keep going and going and going and going, and I have to snap myself out of it and change the channel. Like, I really have to, like, put a lot
of work on that
channel, because, you know, you can let your mind create so many false stories around the uncertainty and what's going to happen moving forward in different areas of your life, that you're not in the present anymore. You're literally, like, you've literally jumped into the future, which doesn't exist yet. So there is no point.
Yes, 100%. And I think two episodes, which we've already done, but I keep coming back to at the moment and really thinking about, is one, our one on perspective, and also about gratitude as well, and just how vital both of those things are at this point in time, especially having perspective of the situation in terms of the fact of how bad it actually is overseas and how lucky we are to live here and to have the healthcare system we have, to be getting the learnings from overseas and, you know, to be able to have a healthcare system that's now being set up to actually support the influx if we have it.
That's the majority, you know, of the resources support from the that government. We need to survive. Like, some of these smaller countries probably import almost everything.
So, and much, such a- yeah.
Slow process importing things at the moment.
Definitely. That's what made me laugh so much about this whole toilet paper situation. It's like, we make it here. Why the hell are people stocking up? Like, it actually, I know that they probably don't want to go to shops.
Tree trunks, right? Haven't we got enough trees around to get some toilet paper made faster?
So crazy. But I guess I would love to know a few things that you're implementing at the moment that have really, really helped you on a daily basis.
Okay. So we'll talk about meditation again. It's first and foremost my number one breakthrough each day. I might have little breakthroughs throughout the day as I take aligned action to what I want to get done, but my biggest breakthrough is definitely during my morning meditation. And I think it's really powerful to do it in the morning because it may bring to you an idea or order your list of priorities in the most efficient way possible. So I'll wake up, I'll have my meditation, I'll tell my thoughts to go, and I'll deal with them later, and I'll deal with you later, and I'll deal with you later. And every thought that pops into my mind during my meditation, I say in my mind, I'll deal with you later. And then what I'm left with during when I start going really deep into that meditative state towards the end of the meditation, I'll just have a few big kind of key things come to the forefront of my mind. And that's usually, I guess, almost sifting away, or like sifting all the goodness and what the most important things I need to do that day through the sift, and then leaves all the other stuff that's just time-filling stuff that's not important, it's not a top priority, leaves that at the surface and just gives me what my list of things I need to do for the rest of the day. So that's my number one breakthrough, is meditate every morning, guys. Like, learn how to do it. I've given you a little mini explanation then of how I do it. It's just telling your thoughts to go away until you start to slip deeper and deeper into that meditative state and take yourself out of your mind and into your heart, so you can start making some decisions throughout this time that are going to be most aligned with who you are, what you need to do to be as true to yourself as you need to be moving forward throughout the rest of the COVID time and when we go back to normal life too.
Yeah, I love that.
What about you, Mads?
Well,
it's like meditation too.
Yeah, absolutely. Meditation, getting outdoors, all of that stuff that I've always done, I'm like absolutely prioritizing, like they're just absolute non-negotiables now. But one thing I have implemented, which is probably something that I haven't done for years, is buying my coffee out. And so two reasons. One, it's getting me up and getting me out of the house, and I'm really wanting coffee at the moment. And two, it's my little way of being able to support my local community, and also I guess giving me that little bit of human interaction, because Ryan's still working, so it's literally just Georgia and I every day, which is awesome, but she can't talk. And so it's me talking at her or to her. And so for me, it's that, you know, it is, it's that little bit of human connection that I can have every single day. I feel good because I'm able to support, you know, our locals who are really struggling at the moment. I mix it up and go to different cafes, and I just take my keep cup, get it done, made into a latte glass and pour it in my keep cup, and then Georgia and I keep going for a walk. So for me, that's something really nice. It's a little, feels like a bit of a treat as well, because I never used to spend on coffee. So because I'm not spending anywhere else at the moment, really, yeah, I thought, why not start treating myself? So yeah, that's definitely something I'm loving doing and is absolutely helping to fill up my cup a little bit.
I love that. I've done that ever since I started being self-employed, because you do start to go absolutely crazy staring at the wall and working on business ideas with yourself. So just having that little, even just like a, hi, how's your morning from the barista? Honestly, I'm like, oh, 100%. You want to know how my morning is? Like, let's talk for 10 minutes.
And a few smiles of the other people who are waiting for coffee. Like, it's so, such a nice start to the day.
Absolutely. So, I would love, love, love to finish this episode with a quote that may inspire you to start thinking about how you return to normal life on the other side of this. So here we go. In the rush to return to normal, use this time to consider which parts of normal are worth rushing back to. Mads,
I love that, on that quickly. So much. I think it is so important to be considering that and to realize right now what's still working for you, what's still, you know, for me, a huge realization is that maybe I can make this podcast work online or from the comfort of my home. So what are the things that are really working in your favor at the moment? I think that's really important. And I just wanted to touch on one. My mum actually sent me this poem the other day, which was, it's huge and I'm not going to read it all, but there was an extract from the end, which I really liked to add on to what you just said. But it goes, when all of this is over and I am gone, please remember these moments. Listen to the earth. Listen to your soul. Stop polluting the earth. Stop fighting among each other. Stop caring about materialistic things and start loving your neighbors. Start caring about the earth and all its creatures. Start believing in a creator. And I really liked that because I think we can all listen to ourselves more. We can see the results in what this is doing to our planet through bushfires, tornadoes, hurricanes, like wherever you're living in the world, there is signs that our earth is really unhappy and that it needs to heal. And so I think that there's a lot that we can take from that.
Listening and to just your to be, soul, which is what I was trying to say before, like we need to stop squashing what's in our heart and soul with what's in our head, because our head is going to take us down the logic path, but the logical pathway doesn't always lead to the happiness.
Yeah, definitely. And I think your head is so distracted by what's happening on social media, what
everyone else is doing,
you know, the person in the other lane, and we're constantly being diverted from what our heart wants because we're comparing ourselves to what everyone else is doing. Exactly. So I think tuning into that, and, you know, now is the perfect time to have space, to create space, to listen to your intuition, to dig really deep. Like, it's so simple. One now can complain about not having time.
Exactly. The simple fact is your heart and soul cannot speak to you and what you need to do and what will make you the happiest with head noise. The head noise needs to stop, and to learn how to stop the head noise, you have to start meditating. So
absolutely.
I'll leave you with that, guys.
Love it. Now, we did just want to mention that, do you want to share about Holly's course that we're both starting? Because I think that could be really useful for people to listen to. I reckon.
So I'm actually doing this course for the second time, and I wanted to bring Maddie in on it because I found it so groundbreaking and helpful last time I did it, which was probably towards September last year. It's a 12-week course called Manifestation and Magic, and this is in no way sponsored. We're not being paid to talk about this. I just really wanted to give someone or everyone listening the opportunity to sign up to something that may give them more direction and more tools and coping mechanisms to be able to figure out where they're headed on the other side of this. A little bit
and
more.
Holly's amazing. You only have to look at her Instagram to see the energy. Like, she's one of those people that you just like, oh my goodness, her energy like screams through you at the phone. So I am honestly so excited. I remember when you did it the first time and telling me all about it, I was like, holy moly, I need to do this course with you.
Absolutely.
So not wait.
So I just want to quickly touch on what it covers, because I feel like this will resonate with a lot of you. So I'll go through just a few of the many things that the 12-week course will cover. So belief and self-worth, intuition, inspired action, journaling, surrender and flow, masculine and feminine energies, the power of words as energy, abundance and mindset. So it will kind of, she does touch on the scientific aspect of the law of attraction and how we manifest things, but she also touches on the spiritual side of it and actually how to do it. Which I had no idea how to do before I did the course. So I want to give a quick example. I know we've tried to finish this off a million times, but we haven't spoken in like 6 weeks.
This is what you get when you don't have a scripted episode.
Exactly. We need to stick to a script. I started making a vision board off the back of doing a program last time. So I did another one at Christmas time and I cut out the word L'Oreal because I just had the, I don't know, I was just cutting out things and I remember just thinking, I want to cut this out and I don't really know why, but I'm just feeling called to cut out this word. And so I cut it out and stuck it on, but it wasn't one of the prominent things. Like there was, you know, a nice car in there, a nice holiday. There was a picture of a loving couple. There was a picture of a family. There was all these things. And then L'Oreal's just in there as something I didn't really think twice about. And it's actually, you know, a contract that I've booked this year. And I only just noticed when I came back to my family home, because I've been away from my vision board, I only noticed yesterday that, I pretty much knew that that contract was coming and it's a brand that I wanted to work with deep down and it's happened. And my vision board would have told me that it was going to happen. But I think at the time when you're cutting out the magazine articles, you don't really know why you're cutting them out. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to you until you look back on your vision board. So that's just one little thing I got out of the course. And there's so many things that she'll teach you that will teach you how to start manifesting. And I cannot recommend it more highly.
Oh my goodness, I'm seriously so, so excited. So if any of you guys want to join us, you can either direct message us for more details or we can put a link actually in the show notes. Yeah. I reckon that's the easiest way.
Amazing. Enrollments are early May. So we'll hopefully see you guys in our workshop group, because we'll be seeing each other every week, once a week.
Yeah, it will be so fun. All right, darling. Well, we will be back in everyone's ears next week.
Yes, we will. Can't
so
wait.
So good to see your face.
You virtual too.
Hugs.
I'm not looking as sharp as usual. Isolation got me rigged.
So glum.
See you.
Love you lots.
Love you.
Bye. Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast app. If you'd like to suggest a topic, we'd love to hear from you via Instagram at The Healthy Hustlers or via the website thehealthyhustlers.com. If you'd like to stay up to date with all things hustle, please follow at Tegan.Martin and at The Healthy Hustlers on Instagram. See you all next week.